word. And now we'll have our sermonic selection.
Amen. Heavens were opened, And rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Now, Noah's Ark is among the most debated stories of the Old Testament. You see, it took 120 years to build the ark. Now, that is a lot of preparation time. Scholars have argued that there is no way this could happen. There is no way that they could contain predators from the prey for all that time cramped up in the ark. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. The hyena, the hawk, just to name a few. And then you also have the lamb, the mouse, the canary, the chimp, the kitty cat, the humans, just to name a few. Altogether, predators and prey aboard the ark. Now, God advised Noah the following. You are to take every kind of food that is to be eaten and store it away as food for you and for them. People have also said that if the water rose to cover the tops of the mountains, all life on the ark would have frozen to death. Well, I can't explain that they didn't freeze to death. However, how do you explain fossilized marine life found in the mountains?
That's right.
Whale, shellfish, all types of marine life have been fossilized and found in the Mount Everest, the Himalayas, the Andes, just to name a few. And these are just a couple of the arguments to dispute the biblical account of Noah's Ark in the Old Testament. Now, here are a few things that might help reaffirm why you would believe this particular story. The story of Noah's Ark, not only does it appear in the Old Testaments of the Bible, but it also appears in the Quran, and as well as the Torah. The Ark was approximately 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet tall. Now, you might say, it's not logically possible. Well, let me ask you this. Is God something illogical? Is God something logical? Is God something that our limited knowledge can grasp? Can't God do illogical things?
That's right.
God can do anything. God can do anything but fail. Now, can I get an amen?
Amen.
You better preach.
Yes, yes.
Jesus said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Not just a few things, not just some things, but all things. Now, further in Luke, in the first chapter, verse 37, we are reminded that for nothing will be impossible with God. Now, let me give you the Phil Hughes abridged version. And that means that when it comes to my God, everything is possible. Okay, now that's the Phil Hughes abridged version.
Yeah, right.
With my God, everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Not something, but everything is possible.
So, right.
So, I'm not here to convince you to believe in this particular scripture. I just thought, since I chose this story for my message today, I'd also provide you with a little soul food hors d'oeuvres, appetizer, something for your soul to gnaw on while I serve up the main course.
That's all right.
A few months ago, Duty Plays and Players gave a reenactment of what the last few days before the rains could have looked like during that time. There was Zebedee, Chalcol, Maharshalal Hashbaz, and the fair and blue-haired beauty, Basemath. You see, the one thing that is consistent in this story is that it's going to rain. And Noah and his family are the only ones preparing for it. Now, I'm sure Noah's neighbors questioned him as to why he was building this thing. And I'm sure many of them thought that perhaps he was a few grapes short of a good Cabernet. That didn't stop Noah.
That's right.
It didn't slow Noah down.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It didn't make him reevaluate whether or not he was doing the right thing. See, Noah was steadfast and determined.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Look to your neighbor. closest to you and just say, Noah was steadfast and determined.
Noah was steadfast and determined.
Amen.
Noah knew God. Noah spoke to God regularly.
Wow.
Now look to someone else and say to them, Noah spoke to God regularly.
Noah spoke to God regularly.
God wants us to talk to them.
Say that.
Regularly.
Say that.
Okay. Not just midday, yes. Wednesday.
Yes. That's right.
All
right.
Every day.
Come on,
every day. Or the market where I shop.
That's right. Right.
When we're standing in line at the cashier, when we're watching the clock 5 minutes before it's time to go home from work, when we're washing dishes or doing laundry or sweeping,
right.
It's going to rain. There was a woman in the news on Thursday who stated, All I have left in my bank account is $1.48.
Jesus.
Oh, it's going to cry. You know, Unity Church was recently told, in so many words, by the Christian Association to either put up or shut up.
Wow.
That's intense.
When it came to the huge increase in rent. Now, Reverend BJ sent them a real nice letter explaining who we are and what we do. Basically, the response was, can you pay?
Yeah. All right.
Ah,
see?
That's the other reason we had a meeting on Tuesday evening to lay out plans for our building.
That's right.
Because it's going to rain.
It's going to rain.
And you have to get ready.
The
rains are coming.
That's right. Come
the
on.
Dams and the levees can take but so much pressure.
Yes. Yes.
We have to do our part. You have to do your part.
Come on.
Yeah. Say so.
We have a man in the White House whose big mouth might be the cause of bombs dropping over our heads.
My God.
Or after 3 weeks, he may try to shut down the government again.
Yes.
It's going to rain.
Yes.
It's going to rain.
You have to prepare for the flood of the rain.
Yes.
When you go to the market, start picking up a little extra.
That's right.
Yeah, extra dry beans. Dry rice.
That's right.
You know, rice and beans will carry you.
Hey!
We need to be like Noah.
Uh-huh.
See, Noah was preparing for the rain.
Yeah.
The head of the police department in Nigeria warned that if you're gay, leave the country now, or you will be prosecuted.
Jesus. It's going to rain.
Late last year, the Philadelphia Inquirer's headlines read, why 2018 could be the deadliest year for transgender women of color.
Mercy.
It's going to rain.
My God.
Just this week in Florida, 5 people were killed at a SunTrust bank. We as a congregation have got to spend more time talking with God, sharing with God, letting God know how we feel.
That's right.
Tighten up that relationship with God.
That's right.
Yes.
And as you begin to walk and talk with God more, you'll see God working in your life. Doing marvelous things.
That's true.
God will take you through to get you to.
Come on now.
You will get a chance to witness the impossible becoming possible. You will be able to feel the intangible and see the invisible.
Hey.
You'll see Unity Fellowship, Christ Church, worshiping the building with their name on the deed.
Yeah.
Hey. You gotta talk with God, friend.
Come on, yeah.
Because it's gonna rain.
Yes.
Where our clergy can get up and preach and not be concerned about being on borrow time.
Yes.
You know you have to talk with God.
Hallelujah.
Where the members of Pages Book Club won't have to worry about where they will hold their next meeting.
Yes.
You know you gotta go talk to God.
Yes.
Where Charlemagne's Hope Drive can be kicked into high gear.
Yes. That's right.
Yes. Where we can establish a steady Feeding the Hungry ministry and providing them with the basic essentials for their daily life.
That's right.
Where we can have a community closet to provide clothing for people in need.
That's right.
Where we can be the hub for resources for life on life terms issues.
That's right.
To be a sanctuary for anyone in need. For all these things to happen, we have to be in constant communion with God. Noah worked 120 years building the ark and doing everything according to how God told him to do it. From the measurements to the supplies to the passengers, Noah stayed in touch with God through the entire process. And just like Noah, now is the time to start preparing for the rain, because it's going to rain.
Yes,
it is.
So have a talk with God. And if you can just take a moment and listen for God to talk back to you. God speaks and the sound of their voice is so sweet. The birds hush their singing, and the melody they bring to me within my heart is a ringing, and they walk with me and they talk with me and they tell me that I am their own, and the joy we share as we tarry there. None of them.